Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, August 29th. Today, talking to Derek Walton and also a little bit of University of Michigan talk. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA and your Detroit Lions for the Associated Press and the Detroit News. A Pistons fan, which is something we'll get into today on the show, my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine, especially this summer. Today we're going to be talking about impartiality, a topic that's kind of an underlying theme, something I think about a lot and struggle with at times on the podcast. We're also going to talk about the Pistons coming to the University of Michigan for training camp and what that means for the season. And speaking of U of M, we'll hear later on my interview from Saturday with Derek Walton Jr., the Chicago Bulls, who was at Kay Felder's camp over the weekend in Detroit City. But do you have a man cave that needs sprucing up? Or do you want to go out and play a round of golf but don't have 5 hours to play 18? Or are you looking for more gear to represent Detroit? I know many of you listening can say yes to at least one of these questions, probably all three, if we're being honest. Jim and Ann at Detroit Sports Collectibles in Clawson have you covered on all of these fronts. My favorite part, as I mentioned, the purchase I made the first time I went in there a few weeks back, the Made in Detroit shirts, all sorts of different styles and sizes, comfortable, high-quality shirts to represent your hometown. I wear mine all the time, probably too much. It fits great, and it's perfect for a vacation as well to let folks know that you're from the best city on the planet. Jim and Ann are there on weekends, Friday from 10 to 3 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5, but make an appointment and they'll meet you up there anytime throughout the week after 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. They will be there for you. Even better, tell them you heard about their store on Locked On Pistons and they will give you 10% off your first purchase. They are at 661 South Main Street in Clawson. Plus, you can order items at DetroitCollectibles.net. Check out their website. I will promise you'll find something that you didn't know you need. Support Jim and Ann at Detroit Sports Collectibles. Support Michigan small businesses. And in turn, support the Locked On Pistons podcast. Check out Detroit Sports Collectibles at 661 South Main Street in Clawson and at DetroitCollectibles.net. To set up an appointment, give them a phone call on your phone. A phone call on your phone. Novel idea. 844-238-6277. Again, that's Jim and Ann at Detroit Sports Collectibles in Clawson at 844-238-6277. You will be glad that you did. So today's idea for a topic at the beginning of the podcast comes from in my interview that I did with Dennis Stuckey on 1380 AM WPHM in Port Huron on Tuesday afternoon after leaving Lions practice there in Allen Park. Now, interview sounds formal. Dennis is a friend of mine, and he was the radio sports guy in Port Huron while he was one of the sports writer guys in Port Huron at the Times-Herald back from 2005 until I left for Springfield, Missouri in early 2010. Fun times, by the way. Loved living in Port Huron. Shout out to the Blue Water area, St. Clair County, Sanilac County, all the folks up there as well. But Dennis was asking me about the Lions and how I was covering the Lions on Tuesday for the Detroit News, which, by the way, check out the coverage of what was a pretty wild day in Lions training camp in today's newspaper on Wednesday. But as he was asking me about the Lions, I realized that maybe I wasn't acting completely 100% professionally. And if you're a listener to this podcast, you'll be surprised, of course, that I wasn't being completely 100% professional. I was making some of the old SOL, the same old Lions jokes, and making fun kind of the franchise a little bit. But at the same time, a lot of the listeners are people who might pick up the Detroit News the next day or read a story that I wrote online that day and want someone to play it right down the middle, just the facts, like we're taught in journalism school, not bringing bias about the team. And if you're listening to me crack jokes about the team, then maybe you think that I'm bringing a certain negative slant to it, which is pretty much always the slant that it's going to be when we're talking Lions, because that's our Lions. You can't really be positive about them if you've been a fan for long enough. Anyways, I went on to think about it. And I just wanted to be clear that I feel like I can adequately turn it on and off being a professional writer and all. If I'm at Lions training camp, I'm not a fan of the team whatsoever if I'm working for the Detroit News. I'm writing things down the middle, playing both sides of it, making sure you get both sides of the story, whatever it is that you're writing about. Take this weekend, for instance. I'll be working for the Associated Press on Friday night at Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo, Michigan, for the Western Michigan season opening game in college football against the Syracuse Orange. Now, I'm a CMU guy. I went to Central. Western, of course, is the hated rival of the Central Michigan Chippewas. And there's nothing I would like more in parts of my brain and most of my heart than to see Western Michigan lose at something. It's Western and Central. It's not the biggest sports thing that occupies my mind throughout the course of the year. But of course, anytime Western loses, I'm going to be, you know, probably smiling inside about that. But it's pretty easy. I'll be able to write a nice objective story for the Associated Press that details whatever happens on the field between Western and Syracuse. Now, next week, I'll be up at, for the Associated Press up in Mount Pleasant, covering my CMU Chippewas against the Kansas Jayhawks in what is their home opener up at Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Now, if you know me, of course, I'll be rooting for Central in my head and in my heart, but we'll still be able to write an objective story about that too. It's something that we can easily do. I've kind of trained myself. Maybe I'm a little bit dead inside in some recesses of my sports mind. But and why do you care about this? Why do I even bring it up? Because I spend a lot of time thinking about this and about the tone of this podcast. I feel like the fact that you guys know, and I say it at the top of most every show, and it comes through hopefully in while I'm you know, talking about the team in a negative or positive light, or talking about things about the team, the past, present, or the future. I feel like if you know that I'm a Pistons fan, it makes it a little bit more relatable. We hope for that connection, that intimacy, if I may. I hope that you guys listening appreciate that I've kind of been through the wars with you as a fan, the successes, the failures, and we're desperately seeking something better for this franchise, especially during such an exciting time in the NBA. And I know that that passion back in the day for the successful teams and the passion that people had for the some of the great Pistons teams of the past kind of drove those same fans away because it hasn't been good enough for a decade. But I'm hoping that maybe we can bring some of those fans back in some ways, even if it is to be overly critical and to scream and shout about what's going on with this team these days, not only for listeners' numbers for the Locked On Pistons podcast, but for the good of basketball and the community of basketball that we have here in the state of Michigan and the Detroit area more specifically. But I was talking to Dennis in Port Huron, and I brought it up on the show on WPHM. Chicago, I was there for the last couple of years. They have the best attendance in the league at the United Center. Maybe they finished barely second place at the end of last year, but people still care. The Bulls are not a very good team. They 2 years ago were stuck in the middle, much like the Pistons are right now, decided to go the rebuild way, traded Jimmy Butler, the by far the best player, the most recognizable player for the franchise, went with the youth movement, drafted Lauri Markkanen, and appear to be headed towards better ways and better days sometime here soon in the future. But people still really care. Why has basketball disappeared in Detroit? I've knew it when I was away, but I know it even more so now. People are not talking about the Pistons. When I tell people that I do a daily Pistons podcast, they wonder what we talk about all day. And I know some of you listeners probably wonder sometimes what I'm talking about every day too. But you know, why doesn't Dennis talk about it on his show? Why doesn't 97.1 The Ticket talk about it unless they're making fun of the Pistons or cracking jokes about it? You know, when you're talking about the New York Knicks screwing up, they're on the back pages in New York, and it's not so much that way here anymore. It's got some critical questions about it. Is this not a basketball town or state at all? Are we just extra bandwagon-y towards the winning teams here into town? Is it just a football town for the Lions because we're just masochists for that team and the other teams just have to earn it? Save for maybe the Tigers in the summer, capitalizing on, you know, the nostalgia aspect of baseball and the Detroit summers and a little bit of the boredom as well, even when they are bad. I want your thoughts on Detroit as a basketball town. This fan base, you know, and what the direction of it is, what the temperament of it is, and what's the tone of this podcast and what you think about it, and should it be any different in any kind of direction going forward? Let me know what you think. We've got the offseason here. We've got some ideas to kick around as a crew, and I'm going to make the Google line pretty soon where you can call in, leave some voicemails, and also send in some texts that we'll read on the air as well. But by the way, the Lockdown Network, we've talked about this the last few days. We are on to your college campus as well. We launched the college channel for Lockdown Podcast Network. If you are a fan of Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Baylor, Penn State, Oregon, or BYU, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, and follow those podcasts for free. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir! Here with Derek Walton of the Chicago Bulls, here helping out at Kay Felder's annual basketball camp. What was it like today, giving back in the city that you grew up in, and being able to help out and show, you know, some of your skills and so give some advice to some of the kids too?
It's always a good thing to be able to give back, and that's all it's really about for us. Like, just be able to give back is always a great feeling, but overall, to see the smiles on these kids' faces is always priceless.
Mm-hmm. And you were with the Miami Heat last year. What was your first year in the league like? What were some of the things that you picked up, and what were some things you're looking forward to and going to use going forward in your NBA career?
Learning how to be a professional, how to carry myself, how to work, and all that. But you know, going forward, just expect to continue to get better, grow. Pretty much it.
What was it like watching your former teammates go to the national championship game in Michigan, catching that ride that they had after the magical run you guys had at your last year, going to the winning the Big Ten championship, making a run yourselves? What was it like watching those guys get to the final game?
It's a blessing, man. Just that type of stuff don't happen to everybody. It's extremely hard to get there, and you know, a lot of stuff had to go right. So to be able to know those guys personally, knowing how they, you know, how hard they worked, was it paid off for them. So it was always great to see. It's always great to see a team. Obviously, alumni do well, but we got a personal relationship with those dudes. It's 10 times more special.
What do you think about John Beilein and the team going forward this coming year?
I really haven't, you know, seen a lot of them, but I know what he does, and I know that, you know, when the ball is tipped off and it's time to play, they'll be more than ready, and you know, I expect big things out of them. It's a part of the culture there, so it's always expected for us to be above average.
What do you like about your opportunity coming up with Chicago? Some things that you like about the organization and the way that you kind of fit in with that group?
All you need is really an opportunity. I know this opportunity is probably one of the best I can, you know, ask for. And just looking forward to, you know, cementing myself as a player in the NBA. Just the opportunity is there, and I think the young core that we have and the front office that we have, they're moving in the right direction. So it's a lot of positives, not too many negatives going around. And so I'm excited, and I'm just ready to get going.
What's kind of your next few weeks like before training camp starts? What kind of things are you going to be doing?
Just working out. Whenever I get a chance, you know, kick up a little bit, but more so working than anything.
When you're in summer here at home, what kind of things do you do other than working out? Are there some things that you got to do when you're back home in the off season?
Not too many responsibilities. So just make sure I take care of my family, make sure they're always taken care of. My summers is really based on getting in shape and at times get away from the game as much as possible. But my summers are really simple for the most part, working out and being with my family.
Mm-hmm. And we talked to Kay a little while ago. He said you guys played together a lot, quite a bit growing up. What was kind of the background of you guys as teammates and opponents growing up around the area?
We played together like we were little, like real little, 7 and 8 years old. And then our dads played against each other in high school, and our moms are close. So it's like our families is always bumped into each other. And we just two inner city kids that's being able to live out our dreams. So it's always good to be able to share experiences. And I look at them as like family. So we always, whenever you got something going on, I show up. And likewise with me. So like you got a backpack giveaway coming up. I'm going to that. It's just all about, you know, showing the kids in front of us that, you know, you can make it out of here. You can. And it's a possibility. It's more than a possibility. You just got to stay hard, stay working hard, and being positive.
Derek Walton, former star, University of Michigan, now the Chicago Bulls. Thanks for your time here on the podcast.
Oh, man, appreciate you. Thank you.
And a big thanks there to Derek Walton, now on the Chicago Bulls. Derek went to Chandler Park Academy in Detroit, the son of a coach as well, went to Michigan, was a four-year player for John Beilein and the Wolverines, went undrafted this past year in the NBA draft, and ended up with the Miami Heat organization for his rookie year, ended up playing 16 games with the big club in South Beach, scoring 29 points on the season in those 16 games. He made 7 threes, but one stat stood out to me. He was only 1-for-8 on two-pointers in those 16 games. And he wasn't a great three-point shooter in college, so maybe Derek needs to find a way to get back to the rack when he gets back into the league and not settle for threes as much. Hopefully, he gets many more chances to try to make it happen with his NBA career going forward. He averaged 16 points a game in 27 games with the Sioux Falls Skyforce of the G League. And when he was with the Sioux Falls team, he started all of those 27 games, by the way. He averaged 6.8 attempts from two, per game in Sioux Falls and 5.6 attempts from three. So a little better ratio there, maybe not just settling for jumpers and taking the game into his own hands a little bit. With Chicago's organization, he'll competing for a roster spot in training camp, and he could end up being maybe a two-way guy for the Chicago Bulls and the Windy City Bulls, their minor league affiliate there. Although one of their two-way spots has already been guaranteed to Raleigh Alkins of Arizona, a guy who I also liked in the draft this past June. Walton struggled a little bit this summer and then was replaced on Miami two-way deals by former teammate at Michigan, Duncan Robinson. Ouch. Cold world out there to be replaced on one of your contracts by one of your old teammates there. And the other one for Miami went to Yante Maton, who played high school at Bloomfield Hills and then played college ball at Georgia. So an Oakland County guy there as well. But it was great to meet Derek, and we wish him great success with the Bulls organization going forward. And really nice to see him giving back along with Kay Felder. And the group that they had, they gave away more than 120 backpacks to kids with school supplies after putting them through a free morning camp at the Joe Dumars Fieldhouse at the old State Fairgrounds site on 8 Mile Road, all that coordinated by Kay Felder and his family, who did a great job with that. And also props to Derek Walton for helping out on Saturday morning, too. Salute to those guys who are doing a lot of good for their hometown of Detroit. But next we're going to be talking about the Pistons heading to the University of Michigan for camp. We'll talk about that next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. By the way, another note for Pistons fans, I'm hearing that the Blake Griffin roast battle with Jeffrey Ross was pretty good. Anxious to check out a replay of that on Comedy Central. It aired for the first time on Tuesday night. Blake Griffin going head-to-head with the roast master, Jeffrey Ross. Should be pretty good. Saw some of the highlights on Twitter. Anxious to check it out in its entirety as well, as Blake Griffin continues to push the envelope, going for more of his comedy career, which we will see if he's able to, you know, take some steps forward and maybe get into the Detroit local scene a little bit, make his time in Detroit a little bit more bearable for him, as he's obviously an LA guy, Oklahoma guy at heart, but an LA guy for pretty much everything else at this point. But he will have to get used to Ann Arbor for at least a week coming up in September, as the Pistons will be heading to the University of Michigan for training camp, the first week of it. Rod Beard of the Detroit News has a story on it in Tuesday's Detroit News. But to be fair, I think Vince Ellis of the Free Press broke the news about it on Twitter a couple weeks ago, maybe, although I will admit that I missed it at the time. But it sounds like they'll be staying on campus. I doubt that they're going to be in the dorms or something like that with the bunk beds, maybe put Blake and Andre in bunk beds there in one of the dorms, but probably staying at a nice hotel in Ann Arbor, I would anticipate. And working out at the Chrysler Center and some of the other University of Michigan facilities as well. I still don't know when training camp begins, but we'll know soon enough. I didn't see that in Rod's report, but we will see when training camp begins. Maybe I'll try to go out there and check out what training camp is like in Ann Arbor for the Detroit Pistons. But like I said, could build some camaraderie. And Dwayne Casey not only trying to get his team a little bit of togetherness, but also trying to spread the word of the Detroit Pistons, get them into a new area in the state. Although we know Ann Arbor is largely considered part of Metro Detroit, it's still a little bit of a drive away for some of these guys, get out of their routines and some of their probably northern Oakland County houses, I would imagine that they have. And just, you know, get together a little bit, be on a college campus, and enjoy their time together in Ann Arbor. Sounds like a good deal to me. No reason for Pistons fans to be upset about Dwayne Casey trying to get these guys a little bit out of their routine as they start training camp. And then training camp will move to the Palace of Auburn Hills, where the Pistons will still have one more year of their training facility, their practice facility there right outside across the parking lot from their old arena in Auburn Hills in Oakland County. But like I said, the Lions, they've looked bad in preseason. You can read about that in Detroit News today, as I had a couple articles about that. Is there a reason to panic or no? Going into Thursday night's game against the Cleveland Browns, a game that I'll be at for the Detroit News. Game 4 of the preseason, the Browns and the Lions. What a great way to start your NFL writing career. This is actually the first NFL game that I've ever covered as a writer, believe it or not, after about 10, 12 years or so, or however long I've been in the business. I don't want to think about that right now. But anyway, Matt Derry has everything you need to know about the Lions on the Locked On Lions podcast. You know Matt Derry from Detroit Radio. He has a daily look at the Leos now, and he has it every day. So you should check it out on the network, which is, by the way, the number one local sports daily podcast network around. new college podcast, as we talked about as well. Maybe we'll have a Michigan to Michigan State one to announce sometime soon as well. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Lockdown Pistons Twitter account. And give the Facebook page a like at Lockdown Pistons-MattShook. And give us a rating and review on iTunes as well. As we talked about earlier, Detroit Sports Collectibles, the store in Clawson, the hats, the Made in Detroit shirts, the golf simulator, all sports simulator actually, football figurines, music posters, the Lambeer and Mahorn poster from the Bad Boys days, all the beer hats, just great stuff that you didn't know that you needed, but you definitely do need. DetroitCollectibles.net. Check out Jim and Ann's store online and also in the flesh at 661 South Main Street in Clawson, Michigan, just south of 14 Mile. Open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Or make an appointment with them to meet during the week, Monday through Thursday after 5 p.m. Give them a call at 844-238-6277. Tell them Locked On Pistons sent you. Get 10% off. Again, that phone number, 844-238-6277. This is your boy, Matt Shook. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And thanks again to Derek Walton for joining us on the Locked On Pistons podcast. And congratulations to him and Kay for doing some great work in the city of Detroit. Thanks to you guys for listening. This has been the Locked On Pistons episode with your host, Matt Shook, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.